Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. What obstacles are you facing in your life right now? Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or hopeless? Maybe you're facing financial difficulties, health problems, or relationship struggles. Or maybe you're dealing with self-doubt, fear, or anxiety. Whatever your obstacles may be, know that you are not alone. We all face challenges in life, but it's how we respond to them that makes all the difference. In our difficult times, God has not left us without any help. The Bible provides us with instructions from God on how to handle obstacles and come out as overcomers. In today's message, we shall be looking at the topic titled, Overcoming Obstacles in Life, and our Bible text is from Philippians 4:13.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Thomas Edison is known for his invention of the light bulb. But what many people don't know is that he failed over 10,000 times before he finally succeeded. When asked about his failures, Edison famously replied, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Edison's story teaches us that failure is not the end. Instead, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. Edison didn't give up when he faced obstacles, and neither should we. Life is full of obstacles, challenges, and setbacks that may make us feel like giving up. However, it's important to understand that overcoming obstacles is what makes us stronger and more resilient. What obstacles are you facing in your life right now? Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or hopeless? Maybe you're facing financial difficulties, health problems, or relationship struggles. Or maybe you're dealing with self-doubt, fear, or anxiety. Whatever your obstacles may be, know that you are not alone. We all face challenges in life, but it's how we respond to them that makes all the difference. Whether it's a health issue, financial struggle, or relationship problem, obstacles are a natural part of the human experience. However, it's important to remember that these obstacles do not define us. Instead, they provide an opportunity for growth and learning. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, we are reminded that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. This verse reminds us that we are not alone in our struggles. We have a powerful ally in Christ who can help us overcome any obstacle that comes our way. But how do we tap into this strength? How do we push through difficult times when we feel like giving up? The first step to overcoming obstacle is seeing your obstacle with the eyes of God. You see it as small and see God as bigger than it. That's changing your mindset about it. You must see yourself breaking through the obstacle. When we face obstacles, it's easy to get stuck in a negative mindset. We start to believe that we're not good enough, that we'll never succeed, or that things will never get better. But the Bible reminds us that our mindset has a powerful impact on our ability to overcome obstacles. In Romans chapter 12 verse 2, Paul tells us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." This verse reminds us that we need to renew our minds and align our thoughts with God's truth. We need to believe that we are capable of overcoming obstacles and by faith we move see ourselves breaking through our obstacles. When Moses sent 12 spies into the promised land to spy it, Joshua and Caleb have positive mindsets. They were the two spies who brought back a good report and believed that God would help them succeed. And they were the only men from their generation who were able to enter the promised land after the time of wandering. Numbers chapter 13 verse 30 says, Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses, and said, Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. To overcome your obstacles in life you must have a positive mindset by seeing God as bigger than your problem or obstacle. The next thing is to act. It's not enough to just think positively about our obstacles. we also need to take action to overcome them. This might mean seeking out help from a mentor or counselor, setting goals and making a plan, or simply taking small steps each day to move forward. James chapter 2 verse 26 says, "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead." This verse reminds us that faith and action go hand in hand. We need to have faith in God's plan for our lives, but we also need to take action and do our part to overcome obstacles. Then another thing that is very important in overcoming obstacle is perseverance. Overcoming obstacles often takes time and effort. Even when we face setbacks and failures along the way, it's important we keep going. Remember that every obstacle we overcome builds our resilience and makes us stronger. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." This verse reminds us that perseverance is a virtue. We need to keep going, even when things get tough, and trust that God is with us every step of the way. And finally, to overcome obstacles in life, we must trust God. Ultimately, our ability to overcome obstacles comes from our trust in God. We can have confidence that He is with us every step of the way, guiding us and giving us the strength we need to overcome any challenge. In Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This verse emphasizes that we need to trust in God's plan for our lives, even when we don't understand it. When we submit to Him and trust in His guidance, He will make our paths straight and lead us to victory. Overcoming obstacles in life is not easy, but it is possible. By relying on our faith and maintaining a positive mindset, taking action, persevering and trusting God, we can overcome even the biggest challenges that come our way. Remember that failure is not the end, but an opportunity to learn and grow. Like Thomas Edison, we can keep pushing through until we find a way to succeed. Let us hold on to the promises of God and the power of His Word as we navigate life's obstacles. As we take these important steps, we can find hope and strength to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. Remember, you are not alone in your struggles. God is with you, and He wants to help you overcome. So, let me ask you again, what obstacles are you facing in your life right now? Are you willing to trust in God and take action to overcome them? In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, we're reminded that God has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-control. This means that you have the strength and ability to overcome any obstacle that comes your way. It's up to you to tap into this power today and use it to push through your difficult times. As you do so, I pray that God will give you the grace to overcome every life's obstacle in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your strength and guidance as we face life's obstacles. Help us to rely on you and tap into the power that you have given us. Surround us with positive and supportive people who will encourage us to keep pushing forward. We ask that you help us to practice gratitude and maintain a positive mindset, even in difficult times. Today, grant us the wisdom and courage to take action and overcome any obstacle that comes our way. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Bless us today and prosper us in all we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Judges chapter 3, chapter 4 and chapter 5. And for the evening, Luke chapter 7 verses 31 to 50. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.